This Wednesday NBA podcast edition of the Propcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's available in 40 states. Head to cut.com, that's K-U-T-T.com, and make sure you use our promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. And we're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy gives you the opportunity to play your fantasy pick'em game for a chance to win 100x in the NBA, NHL, college basketball, and more. Sign up today. Make sure you use our promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match. And we're also brought to you by Champs. Champs is running their own March Madness pool and enter Champs free bracket contest for a chance to win $1,000. Go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/champs to enter today. And we're also brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and make sure you use our promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today.
And taking a shot, LeBron down field. He gets the catch, and he gets it for the touchdown.
The catch is made by Calvin Ridley.
Wilson, what is he
throwing? Welcome, everyone, to the NBA Propcast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. It is Wednesday, March the 6th, currently 12:48 on the East Coast. Here to get into our NBA player props for the Wednesday night schedule in the association. And we'll talk about some updated injury news as well. And joining me here to help me break it all down, you guys know Maso as a voice on the NFL Propcast. It's my main man, Chris B. Capping. Chris, what's going on, brother? How are you doing this Wednesday afternoon?
What's up, you know? Excited to be here, man. We got a pretty nice slate of hoops, man. And NBA has been hasn't been too bad. Hasn't intrigued me too bad, you know? It always makes me want to engage a little more. But, you know, we do the work whether we win or lose. So hopefully we can give out some winners. But today I was looking through the slate, and I said, man, it's a bunch of games. I think I found some spots I absolutely love. So excited to be able to talk them out with you, and hopefully we can provide some winners for our listeners.
Yeah, man, again, we're kind of just chugging along here. I know we've been trying to pump out winners. I think we had a pretty good prop cast on the one we did last week. So, you know, it's a start of a new week here, at least for the prop cast here with our Wednesday player props here. And, I mean, like you mentioned, it's been a pretty good week thus far, as far as sides and totals have gone. But, you know, we're here for our player props and some intriguing matchups here tonight. But, because I'm not sure if we even talked about, I know we talked about the Trae Young injury for the Atlanta Hawks. Did get some more news. I'm not sure if we mentioned or not, but Scotty Barnes goes down for the Toronto Raptors with a fractured hand. He'll be out indefinitely. And then Russell Westbrook, I think, suffered the same injury as Scotty Barnes there. He's going to be out. The hope is for the Clippers, at least, that they're able to get Russell Westbrook back by the time the playoffs do start, which is in about a month or so, a little bit more than that. But again, that he's been a key piece coming off of the bench for the Clippers. Raptors, I mean, we know not a lot to play for. You know, they're probably going to be in that lottery sector of the upcoming NBA draft. I know they've been playing some good basketball, but I think that might be a team that probably will look at fading because they got absolutely drubbed by the Pelicans last night. Toronto Raptors. But I think more in particular, I think the conversation, at least for the prop cast, should be like, I know Russell Westbrook is a guy that comes off the bench, but like some of these more players that are the focal point for these teams, like the Scotty Barnes of the world, the Trae Youngs of the world, it's like, who do you look at to pivot that's going to pick up that production in the absence of a guy like Scotty Barnes, right? Because, I mean, you've mentioned a lot, usage rate is a huge thing in the association, right? And I think Scotty Barnes' usage rate is probably one of the higher ones, especially since the trade deadline where they traded Pascal Siakam, they traded OG Anunoby. Fred VanVleet left in the offseason as well. So they pretty much said, hey, that Scotty Barnes is going to be the future of this franchise. I know they acquired RJ Barrett, Emmanuel quickly. They signed Kelly Olynyk to a two-year extension as well. And it seems like, at least right now, Chris, that guy right now for this Raptors team in a very small sample has been Emmanuel quickly that's been getting the rebounds and assists and getting up the shot attempts as well. So I think that's probably the one guy I'm looking at to pivot here, obviously until the market does adjust on Emmanuel quickly props. But is there another guy that you're also looking at outside of quickly that fills a void there for Scotty Barnes, or do you think it's pretty much Emmanuel Quickley for the Raptors, at least going forward?
I think he's got to be Quickley, like you said. You know, if I watched that game last night, he's pushing the pace. We know that Toronto's top five, I think top seven, I think, in pace post-All-Star break. And they're trying to get out and run in transition. They're a much better team when they get out and run. A lot above the break threes that they've been shooting. But I think if you're looking outside of Quickley, you know, we know he can put his head down, get to the rim. He has a little pull up, and of course he can shoot. So he can score at all three levels. Also excellent free throw shooter as well. But RJ Barrett would be the other guy. You know, post All-Star break, he actually has the highest usage on the team. Even his usage was actually higher than Scotty Barnes. Scotty Barnes sitting at 23.5. You got RJ at 24.1, and he Quickley sitting at 22.3. So yeah, RJ would be that other guy. You know, another shooting guard slash small forward that can go in there and, you know, get you a couple buckets, put his head down. It'd just be one of those two. On certain days, you may be able to find value with a guy like Obagi. Kelly Olynyk probably gonna step up and, you know, fill a void a little bit as well. But I think you hit the nail on the head. It'd definitely be Quickley. Maybe a slight pivot in certain games based on matchups with RJ Barrett as well.
Yeah, again, I think that's that first game without Scotty Barnes, where I think his rebounds and assists were 11.5. I think he crushed it. He had like back-to-back games, right? At least 11 assists did Emmanuel Quickley. So again, until the market adjusts, I think you got to keep on looking at Emmanuel Quickley going forward for the Toronto Raptors. I mean, not much there for Russell Westbrook. I think that guys like Terrence Mann, Norman Powell, now those are the guys that kind of have to fill the void of what Russell Westbrook was able to do off of the bench for the LA Clippers. But I think for the Clippers, it's more so that you have James Harden, you have Paul George, you have Kawhi Leonard as well, right? So I don't think there's a lot there for the Clippers to worry about, because I do think that this is one of the deeper teams in the association right now, and a team that also has been struggling coming out of the All-Star break has been the LA Clippers here. But yeah, a couple of injury news here that did want to discuss here as far as injury news, you know, that transpired at least over the last week or so here in the association. Chris, let's get into it, man. Let's get into our player props here. We'll keep it nice and sweet here like we do it. We'll give out three player props each. Mention our honorable mentions that we're looking at as well, and then we'll wrap it up with best bets. So Chris, leads off, man. First player prop here for the Wednesday night card in the NBA. What do you got?
It's going to be Franz Wagner going straight to DC. And I know the Orlando Magic on the second leg of a back-to-back, but we got to attack Washington, you know. We have to. A 130 defensive rating over the last, you know, 6-7 games after the All-Star break without Marvin Bagley in the spot. And we got to attack the paint. That's what I was looking for specifically, you know. Against the paint, against Washington, you know, no rim protection at all. Throughout the season, they're bad at protecting the paint. They're just but just since the All-Star break, they're allowing 22.1 makes in the restricted area. That's tied with San Antonio for the most in the league. Teams are shooting 79.5% versus them in the paint, which is also the highest opponent field goal percentage in the restricted area. And we look at the in the paint outside of the restricted area, so non-restrictive area, Washington ranks 26th, allowing 10.3 makes per game, 22 attempts, which is also the sixth most attempts as well. So what I'm saying is that teams know that Washington can't protect the rim, and they're taking advantage of it. You look at Franz specifically, and this is why I picked him, you know, he attacks the rim more than any other Magic player in the season since the All-Star break. Nearly seven shots in the restricted area per game, and he's shooting 70% in, down there as well. Also love that they're coming off back-to-back where he only scored 8 points last night. And he also only had 13 against Detroit a couple nights ago as well. So I think we're getting a discount here. Number's 18.5. Franz is over 19, you know, in 8 straight games against the Washington Wizards. Ooh. 8 straight games he's played them. He's played them 3 times already this season, 28, 31, and 31 so far this season. I mentioned, you know, the Wizards being without Marvin Bagley. Without him and Daniel Gafford on the floor, because Daniel Gafford, of course, is traded, the Wizards' defensive rating jumps from a 121 to a 124. So that's not just like bad this season. That's historically bad. So give me Franz early in this one. You know, if I'll take him over 18.5 points.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned it. This is exactly what I was looking at. Franz Wagner that has been so dominant against the Wizards this season. 31, 31, 28, like you mentioned there, Chris. And I think that it's a great buy low spot after coming off of the game yesterday where he didn't have a lot of success, right? And yesterday, didn't really need him, right? I mean, in a game against the Memphis Grizzlies where it was I don't want to say it was a cakewalk, but we know that it was going to be a lower scoring game, where that if they just kind of took care of business, that they would win that game last night and just get over to this game against the Washington Wizards. And again, like you mentioned, I'm sorry, they played the Charlotte Hornets last night, did the Orlando Magic. And the team that's also been struggling scoring the basketball. But I mean, you mentioned that, right? The key there is that they really don't have the front court depth. Does this a Wizards team? And already now going to be without Marvin Bagley in this game. You take it a step further, Wizards allowing the most rebounds to the opponent since the All-Star break. So that just kind of goes into what you mentioned about how this team is not very good at protecting the paint here. So it should be a big night for Franz Wagner here. So I like this man. Over 18.5 on his points here against the Wizards here tonight. And like you mentioned, Wizards not very good defensively since the All-Star break as well. I'll get into my first player prop here, Chris. I'm going to go to that the late night game, the last game of on the West Coast. We got the Kings and the Lakers. I'm looking at De'Aaron Fox in this game to go over 25.5 points against the LA Lakers. And I know he's coming off of the injury that he's been dealing with, a left knee contusion. Did make his return in the last game against the Chicago Bulls. Did finish that game with, I believe it was 20 points. Did play 39 minutes in that game. So I don't think that there will be much of a minutes restriction for De'Aaron Fox. But Chris, whatever the reason is, he loves playing against the Lakers. And right now his points prop is at 25.5. De'Aaron Fox has gone over this number against the Lakers in 7 out of the last 8 head-to-head meetings. This is going to be the third meeting this season. The previous two matchups this season, he scored 37 and 28 against the LA Lakers. When you talk about this perimeter defense for the LA Lakers, right? If it's D'Angelo Russell that's going to be matched up on De'Aaron Fox, good luck, because no, D'Lo doesn't play a whole heck of a lot of defense. But also, I think he's just a matchup nightmare because of how quick De'Aaron Fox is. And I don't think there's a lot of people, frankly, in the entire association that can really stay in front of a guy like De'Aaron Fox. So I do expect him to get to the paint, you know, knock down those mid-range jump shot, finish around the basket. We know he's a guy that can get to the free throw line as well. So I think this should be a good bounce back spot here for the Sacramento Kings, coming off of the loss against the Chicago Bulls, where they blew a 20-point lead in that game. Now you're going up against the LA Lakers. And again, let's be frank, that everybody wants to get up and play against the Lakers, especially in LA. So I think there's a good spot here for De'Aaron Fox again to get over his points projection. That number's at 25.5 right now, Chris. So De'Aaron Fox over 25.5. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, conference game, divisional game, Clippers needing to bounce back. I'm sorry, the Kings needing to bounce back. It all kind of makes sense. You know, the other thing to take into consideration is you talked about that Laker defense not being great and, you know, restricted area. Teams are shooting 68% against the Lakers in the restricted area. They're bottom five. Bottom six in that category. Also, above the break three. We know De'Aaron Fox can, you know, he can get hot from outside as well. Teams are actually making the second most threes from above the break against the Lakers as well. So, and shooting, you know, 36%, which, you know, is top of the league as well. So, yeah, he'll do whatever I think he has to do, and he should be a little fresh as well. You know, so I like this matchup, especially with Sabonis potentially struggling against AD.
Yep. So, yeah, I do like the matchup here against the Lakers here for De'Aaron Fox. All right, Chris, before we get into your next player prop here for the Wednesday night card here, let me tell everyone about Cut. Cut is a peer-to-peer social betting platform that's U.S.-based and available in 40 states. Peer-to-peer social betting is a new and better way to bet. Bet directly against your friends or other users on sports, politics, pop culture, and other events with verifiable outcomes. And it's tons of fun of social features that give it a feel of a betting social network. Cut even offers lower vig and fully customizable odds. You can create your own bets. Cut handles the payment side of things, so you never have to chase anyone down for money. Social features include group chats, betting leaderboards, head-to-head history, user profiles, fan groups, and much more. They also have a rewards program. You get cash back on every single time you bet against your friends or other users. So download Cut today in the App Store or head over to cut.com. That's KUTT.com and use promo code SGPN for a 10% deposit bonus. And we're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest play to play fantasy sports. It's also the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You play the pick'em game, pick whether your favorite players will have higher or lower stat totals in this week's games for a chance to win big. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players to build a pick'em entry. You can also make rival picks, which picks 2 players against each other. You know, we've been doing it on the NBA podcast for the Underdog Fantasy entries. Me and Scott hit one last night for a plus 675 payout there. It was 6.75 that we did. So again, check us out over on the NBA gambling podcast for our Underdog Fantasy entries. But if you sign up, make sure you use our promo code NBASGPN and get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit UnderdogFantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code NBASGPN to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 years or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org. All right, Chris, take us over to your next player problem, man. What do you got?
We're going to go stay in the same game, you know, and just go to the other side. Looking at Bron to have another big game as well. I think De'Aaron Fox is a Stars game, right? I think Bron and De'Aaron Fox both have good games. So I'm looking at Bron, put his points and his assists together. You know, that line actually a little lower than I thought it would be. 33.5, only minus 115, so not laying, you know, too much big here. And it's another one where I'm attacking a team that gives up a bunch of points in the paint. Since the All-Star break, Sacramento is allowing just 15.7 makes per game, which actually puts them in the top six, you know, protecting the paint. However, opponents are shooting 71.2% in the restricted area versus Sacramento, which puts them in the bottom five. So in the paint, non-restrictive area, teams are also killing the Kings. Sacramento is allowing the most made shots, over 13, and most attempts, 25, and the highest field goal percentage at 53%. What does LeBron James want to do? Put his head down and attack the rim, right? So I debated LeBron or AD, because I know both of them, you know, attempt a bunch of shots at the rim. And they're actually both tied for most shots attempted in the restricted area on the season for the Lakers. However, since the All-Star break, Bron is actually attempting slight more. He's almost attempted 8 attempts per game, whereas AD is attempting about 7. Bron's also shooting 84% in the restricted area. He leads the team in field goal attempts in the paint in the non-restricted area. And these numbers aren't new for Bron. You know, they're normal. In 3 games versus the Kings this season, he's averaging 7.5 attempts in the restricted area, and he's helped himself to score 28, 27, and 32 points against the Kings so far this season. Going back to last season, Bron has actually scored 27 or more in 8 straight games, and in six of his last, and had at least 6 assists in 7 of his last 8 games as well. So that makes him 8 for 8 to this number on points and assists. LeBron's last few games, he's been quite dominant for the Lakers as well. As they try to make a push for the playoffs and avoid the play-in. Of course, he didn't have to do too much against in the OKC game, the most recent game, because D'Angelo Russell went off in that game. But outside of that game, he had 26-9 against Denver, cleared this number. 31-9 against the Washington Wizards, cleared this number easily. 34-8 against the Clippers, cleared this number. 28-12 against Phoenix, and 30-9 against San Antonio. So that makes him 5-1 to the over on this number since the All-Star break. It's also a triple revenge divisional game for this Los Angeles Lakers team as well. So I think Bron has a really, really big game just based on the Kings giving up a bunch of points in the paint and Bron's, you know, just recent dominance. He's also not playing on the second leg of a back-to-back, and the Lakers kind of need this one. So I think Bron has a big, big game here, you know.
Golly, I'm just looking at his numbers right now. Look against the Kings, and he's absolutely been crushing it. I think it also has to do with, like you mentioned, that there's no real paint protection for the Sacramento Kings, right? I mean, Domantas Sabonis isn't the tallest tree out there. I know he fills up the stat sheet every single night and gets the rebounds. He's an incredible rebounder, but when you have a freight train like LeBron coming down, you know, the paint there and getting to the basket, I think that's very difficult to stop. And I think that's something that LeBron has been able to take advantage of here. So I think it's a big game, like you mentioned, for both teams, a divisional game. Lakers trying to build some momentum here. They got the big victory against the Thunder that they pretty much have their number against. And I think it's a good spot here, again, for LeBron at least to go out and perform. And like you mentioned, the numbers are really backing it up for LeBron here. So I think we're both expecting the stars to shine in this game, where there's De'Aaron Fox and there's LeBron in this game. So yeah, it should be a fun game to watch on the West Coast there in the last game of the night between the Kings and the Lakers. So yeah, definitely going to get behind this one for sure. All right, for my next player prop here, I'm going to go over to the game between the Clippers and the Rockets. And I had a lot of conversations about this player prop this morning with a couple friends. And maybe I'm falling for a trap here, But James Harden is back in Houston here tonight. And his points probably at, it's at 17 and a half. And it didn't make a lot of sense to me as to why it was at 17 and a half. Because number one, let's start with that the recent form that James Harden has been in for the Clippers team. I know he had a really bad game against the Minnesota Timberwolves on Sunday. 34 minutes, he was 0 of 10 from the floor, 0 of 6 from three-point land. Didn't score. He scored 4 points. They all come from the free throw line, obviously. He did have 10 dimes in that game. But he bounced back nicely against the Milwaukee Bucks in the game on Monday. 37 minutes, 9 of 16 from the floor, 29 points. But prior to that game, he had 4 points. He had 28 against the Wizards, 23 against the Lakers, and 20 against the Sacramento Kings. And I know Paul George was missing the prior games. I know he's played in the last three games for the LA Clippers. And then you also take a look, Harden against the Rockets since he left Rockets in his, the first game when he was with the Brooklyn Nets. Played three games against the Rockets in a Nets uniform, two with the Sixers, and then won the season against the Clippers. And in those, was that six games, he scored 29, 17, and then 25, 21, 28, and 24. And I don't think it's much of a revenge factor here for James Harden, because James Harden, I said, he calls Houston home because he spent, I mean, majority of his career here in Houston. I know this as well, that he has a lot of, he has business ties down here. He has a restaurant down here in Houston as well. He probably just wants, you know, he probably maybe has friends and family in the stands here tonight in Houston. Rockets are in a back-to-back situation. But also the Rockets are allowing a lot of points. In fact, the second most points to the point guard position as well. So I think this number is a little bit low. And I don't think that the books are going to put three different players on the same team to have a points prop of 20 or more, right? When we talk about the main offense of this team, it's Kawhi, it's Paul George, and it's James Harden. And I think obviously, I think they pivoted more to Kawhi Leonard and Paul George just being those guys that fill up the basket and get the points to them. But in the recent form that James Harden has been in, I have to back him here. Like Rockets are on a back-to-back here. They exerted a lot of energy last night in that game against the Spurs. I'm going to take the James Harden points prop here. Give me the over 17 and a half here, Chris.
Yeah, this one makes a lot of sense to me, you know, just because somebody's going to have to continue to step up without their production from Russell Westbrook, right? So you would think, you know, advantageous matchups for Mr. Harden himself. I think, you know, I kind of buy into that narrative, you know, that he's back home, you know, in Houston. And I also buy into the narrative that they need a really confidence boost to win. They've blown two games where they've had double-digit leads over the course of the last week. They lost to the Lakers, and they also lost to the Milwaukee Bucks. So probably a bad taste in their mouth. And James Harden could definitely be the guy that kind of fills it up in this matchup here, you know. So I like the matchup for James Harden. It's really not too many matchups that you don't like for James Harden. It's really all about, you know, whether his shots fall. I feel like at this point in his career, he's become a lot more of a shooter versus a penetrator and a driver. But I think he's in a pretty good spot. Houston defense, if you look at it on the second leg of back-to-backs, typically not as great either. So I like Harden in this spot. You know, if I could definitely see him getting there. Also, I looked into because Kawhi was actually on my short list. Mm-hmm. They give up a bunch of mid-range shots. So James Harden should be able to, you know, get to his little step back. I know that they're giving up the most mid-range shots after the All-Star break and allowing opponents to shoot the best percentage from mid-range as well. So James Harden should be able to do his little dance and, you know, get that left-hand shot going him, you know, if I like it.
Yeah. Again, I feel the summer was a little low. I'm not sure if it's falling for a trap here, but I'm going to fall into that trap here tonight. Again, I think Harden does have a pretty good game here for the Rockets. For the Clippers against his former team in the Houston Rockets. Chris, before we get over to our third player props here for the Wednesday night schedule, let me tell everyone about our friends over at Hall of Fame Bets. Win bigger by betting smarter this NBA season with Hall of Fame Bets, a sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Research every NBA and soccer bet with historical stats and data. Enter any parlay idea into Hall of Fame Bets' revolutionary parlay optimizer tools to get hit rates broken down by leg, as well as an expected probability for the entire parlay. Sort all players by hit rate for any bet to learn which players are hot and which picks have value. Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month today. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame Bets. All right, Chris, let's get into our third player props for my man. What do you got for the people?
So we're going to the Portland Trail Blazers and the Oklahoma City Thunder game, and I'm looking at Lou Dort. Hear me now? I'm taking this three-point prop, over 1.5, slightly juiced at minus 130, but I feel like it's juiced for a reason, and you only pay the juice if you lose, and I don't think we're losing this one. Lou Dort, over 1.5 three-point makes here, you know. So after the, since the All-Star break, I'm looking at Portland. Portland actually a pretty good defensive team, at least against the three-point line. They're allowing the highest percentage from corner three, though. And we know Lou Dort takes a lot of his threes from corner three. 52% is what the Portland Trail Blazers are allowing from the corner three. From the right corner, it's actually even worse. They're allowing 76.9, which is 30% higher than any other team in Portland. They rank number five in opponent three-point makes and three-point percentage as well on the season. So like I said, they've been doing a good job guarding the three, but they're allowing teams to shoot 39.4% post-All-Star break, which actually puts them at bottom five. Looking at Dort, he's attempting the most corner threes on this Oklahoma City Thunder team. He's shooting 58% from the corner three, also shooting 48% from the above the break three. And, you know, just after the All-Star break, he's really been lighting it up. I watched that game against Phoenix. He had shot 3 of 7 in that one. And I watched the game against the Lakers. He shot 5 of 7 in that one. So he's averaging 2.9 makes here, Munoz, on 6 attempts and shooting it at 49%. In the three matchups this season against the Portland Trail Blazers, he's actually gone over two of those three games. And the one game that he didn't go over, this is why I like it. The one game that he actually didn't hit two threes, he shot 1 for 5. So we just increased the percentage, and he gets 5 attempts, and I think he makes them today. So the volume will be there. And like I said, he is coming off back-to-back games where he knocked down 3 versus the Phoenix Suns out of 7, and then 5 out of 7 versus the Lakers. So I like Lou Dort in this one. You know, if they just go, I just need 2 makes. Minus 130 here for Lou Dort.
Yeah, and also no Jalen Williams here tonight for the Thunder as well. So that opens up a little bit more shot opportunity for a guy like Lou Dort. And it was the last game I was watching for the Thunder. I don't think it was a game against the Phoenix Suns, and the commentators in the crew that was covering the game, they were talking about Lou Dort and how he went into this past offseason. He actually went back and watched a video about his shot and how to improve it, and to be a better shooter. And I think that's paid dividends this season for Lou Dort. Now, those are the small type of things that you want to hear about, not only as a basketball fan, but also as a better, right? That a guy that's going out there that he knows that the attention that SGA is going to draw, that Chet's going to draw, that even Jalen Williams is going to draw, that he has to be ready to catch and shoot the basketball. And he has had a lot of success this season doing that, and it's really improved. So, yeah, I'm with you here. I like the Thunder team total over here tonight. So I think that's only going to contribute here from Lou Dort to knock down some shots here for the OKC Thunder. So you can definitely get behind this one for sure. For my last player prop here, Chris, there's a couple of different ways that I wanted to go here. There was some type of rebounding prop I wanted to get behind, you know, in the game that we talked about with the Orlando Magic and the Washington Wizards, because we did mention there's absolutely no paint defense for the Wizards. Whether that was going to be Wendell Carter Jr., whether that was going to be Franz Wagner, or that was going to be Paolo Pancaro. But I'm going to go over to the game between the Cavs and the Atlanta Hawks. And another injury that we did not mention was Evan Mobley last night left the arena in crutches with an ankle injury. So more than likely not expecting him to, at minimum, play here tonight for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And this has been something that we've talked a lot about. Jared Allen just filling in for Evan Mobley when he hasn't been on the floor. And this season alone, this was early on when Evan Mobley was missing time for the Cleveland Cavaliers, that Jared Allen had stepped up in a big way, filling up the stat sheet when it was rebounds and assists. So just this season alone, Jared Allen in 23 games without Evan Mobley on the floor, he's averaging close to 12 rebounds and 3.4 assists per game. And if you kind of just go back and looked at the box score, I mean, he was the number at the time before the market finally adjusted right now was at 12.5. But I still don't think that they've adjusted enough here, especially for Jared Allen. And especially that they're not going to have Donovan Mitchell in this game here at night as well. So I think the usage rate is going to be up a little bit more in this game for Jared Allen. Last night, he had 21 points. He did have 12 rebounds. He did have 2 assists. I think the number of minutes are going to be there for Jared Allen in this game. I think that he'll be able to have a lot of success rebounding the basketball against the Atlanta Hawks. And I think that the assists are going to be there as well for Jared Allen. So I like Jared Allen here, his rebounds and assists to go over 14.5 in this game between the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Atlanta Hawks here, Chris.
Yeah, in a game where he could go over this, you know, I've been just his rebounds alone. So it's so difficult to talk you off right off the bat, right? And you know, I watched that post game interview yesterday. I wanted to see what Coach JB Bickerstaff was saying about, you know, first off about Evan Mobley, as I kind of handicapped the game between the Atlanta Hawks with both of those team beers on the second leg of a back to back tonight. But also, you know, one of the things he really spoke highly of is he said it's no secret that we're at our best when Jared Allen is dominating and playing Jared Allen basketball. So I would absolutely, you know, expect that to continue. Also, there's not a lot of bigs for Atlanta here, you know. They really struggled. They struggled against the Brooklyn Nets the other day. We know they don't even, you know, I guess they do have Nick Claxton and Dayron Sharp, but they, you know, this team just really no Onyeka Okongwu. So you're really relying on other people outside of Clint Capella, who's also taking a step back. Clint Capella has not been his normal self as of late. So more reasons just to like Jared Allen in this spot. You know, makes a lot of sense to me.
All right, Chris, let's get into some honorable mentions here, man. Anything you want to throw out as far as honorable mentions for tonight?
Yeah, so you kind of talked about one of them, you know, is Wendell Carter Jr., rebound prop, 7.5, double-double, plus 260. I think both of those are definitely live here. Nine and eight rebounds in his last two games, just in general. And he actually has 8 rebounds or more in 4 of his last 6 as well. But this isn't about Wendell Carter Jr., you know, if you know that. This is about Washington. In 7 games since the All-Star break, the Wizards have given up 8 rebounds or more to 9 players, you know. In 7 games, they've given up 8 rebounds or more to 9 players, including 19 to Jokic, 15 to AD, 12 to John Collins, 11 to Jared Allen that we just talked, 12 to Jared Allen, 11 to Michael Porter Jr., and Chet Holmgren also had 10 as well. I didn't even write Kawhi Leonard's name down, but he also had 9. So this is a typical Wendell Carter Jr. spot. Like I said, the double-double sitting at plus 260 as well. I think that he should be able to probably, you know, get 10 points just off putbacks alone here in this spot off the offensive rebounds. So I like Wendell Carter Jr. Also, didn't make the list, you know, but definitely honorable mention. Ayo Dosunmu, looking at him, 14.5 points. Tad bit juice, but just baiting guards against Utah. That's been something that's been very successful. Ayo is averaging, he's only averaging 10 points on the season. However, he has found his stride in recent months. Since the All-Star break, he's actually averaging 16.5 points. And he's playing 40 minutes a game. I was kind of shocked to you know, do my research and find that 40 minutes a game, shooting 46% from the field. He's actually cashed his over in 3 straight games. And, you know, he's played against much better defenses against guards. He played against Sacramento, Milwaukee, and Cleveland. Now he gets a matchup against Utah that struggled against guards. Since the All-Star break, Utah has allowed Devin Vassell, Tyus Jones, Bogdanovich, DeJounte Murray, Jalen Suggs, Trey Jones, all to score 15 points or more. 5 of the 7 of them actually shot 46% or higher from the field. And Utah is 25th and above the break 3-point defense as well, allowing nearly 11 makes per game since the All-Star break. And Ayo Dosunmu actually shoots the second most on the Chicago Bulls, behind only Kobe White, of course. So Ayo is also 2nd in shots in the restricted area, which I found that pretty interesting because I didn't know he was attacking the rim that much post-All-Star break for the Chicago Bulls. And he's shooting 63%, good for 2nd on the team. The Jazz will be without Lauri Markkanen and Walker Kessler. And that's both of their better rim protectors, in my opinion. So I like Ayo. If he's going to be out there, if he's going to continue to shoot the ball, if he's going to play 40 minutes, over 14.5 points, I think, is also a good look here, you know.
Yeah, I wanted to get behind Lowry against his former team, and he's actually crushed it against the Bulls, but unfortunately he's not playing here tonight against the Utah Jazz. I mean, if you kind of just go back and look at his game log against the Bulls, he's absolutely crushed it against the Bulls there, but he obviously no Lowry Markkanen here tonight. So I think Keontae George was another one that I was looking at for the Utah Jazz. Bulls, three-point defense, one of the worst in the league over the last five games or even since the All-Star break. Take a look at some of the three-point shooters, like you mentioned. Lori's been one of them, but he's not playing here tonight. So Keontae George, I think, is a guy that you probably want to look at here. The numbers, I believe, is going to be at 2.5. So I think that's a good pivot here as far as fading this Bulls defense against a three-point shot. But, yeah, that was all that I have. You already mentioned the Wendell Carter Jr. as I alluded to before. So I'm glad we're on the same page on that one. Just fading this Wizards team, at least their front court, here tonight against the Orlando Magic in that game. All right, Chris, let's wrap it up here with our best bets, my man. What do you got as your best bet for tonight?
Bron, we're going to LA, purple and gold here, you know. We're looking at Bron to have a really big game. I think that he does. I mentioned, you know, scoring 27 or more in eight straight games against the Sacramento team. And, you know, having at least six assists in 7 out of 8 games as well, making him 8 of 8 to this over 33.5 points plus assists. So we'll go LeBron over 33.5 points plus assists is the best bet here tonight.
There we go. I'll stay in the same game. I'm going to go over with De'Aaron Fox over 25.5. You mentioned it. I think that defensively, the Lakers and frankly, the Sacramento Kings have both been struggling since the All-Star game. You take a look at their defensive rating. Both, I think, are bottom four in the entire league since the All-Star break. But De'Aaron Fox, he gets up against these games against the Lakers. 7 of the last 8 games, he's gone over this projection of 25.5. The perimeter defense is not there for this Lakers team, frankly. And overall, like I mentioned, this defense has just not been very good outside of Anthony Davis. So I think it's a good spot here for the Kings to bounce back, led by De'Aaron Fox, getting to the mid-range, getting to the basket, free throw line, able to knock down a couple three-point shots. I definitely do think that he has another big game here tonight for the Sacramento Kings. So I'll go with De'Aaron Fox over 25.5 points as my best bet against the LA Lakers here tonight. All right, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the NBA PropCast. Chris, anything else we want to mention before we get out of here?
Nah, man, just enjoy the games as always. Bet responsibly and definitely check us out wherever you listen to your podcast at. We need a rating. We need it to be 5-star. That's all I got for you guys. Best of luck on all your action, man.
Yeah, 100%, man. Enjoy the games here tonight if you haven't already. Subscribe to the NBA Gambling Podcast YouTube channel. Go ahead and do that. You can follow us on Twitter as well at NBASGPN. You can also follow Chris on Twitter. That's at Chris B. Kappen with 2 P's and 2 N's. You can follow me there as well at SportsNerd824. We'll talk to you guys on Friday for the Friday night card for our NBA player props. So look out for us then. Till then, good luck with your bets here tonight. Let's break these books off and let it ride.